You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Monday, back at it, another new work week, Monday, March the 24th of 2025. Still overcast here in downtown Wausau from our studios in downtown at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. 26 degrees is the temperature. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us as well by going to the YouTube. YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel. Be able to see a live video stream of what we're up to there as well. We'd like you to be part of the show. You can give us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us. Coming up during this hour, we'll talk a little bit about what happened in sports. Not a great weekend for college basketball fans in the state of Wisconsin. Both the Marquette Golden Eagles and the Wisconsin Badgers fell, but yesterday there was a very exciting national championship game when it came to women's hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Badgers have been number one throughout the season, but they were in trouble late in the game, but a thrilling conclusion to that one. We'll discuss that coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up at the end of the program, we will be doing our daily history lesson, talking about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also about some of the celebrity birthdays going on here on March the 24th. Look at some of the events being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we have our number for the day quiz. And we always give Ian Welsh our quiz at the end of the program. Give him three choices for the number for the day, two of which are incorrect, one of which is correct. So basically one out of three, and that's 33%. That is the goal every week, to be better than 33% for a passing grade. But then the next goal is to have a winning week, more right than wrong, three out of five. His best ever week is four out of five, and still looking for that perfect week, five out of five. So
yep,
we will do that coming up at the end of the program. And, yeah. I got to tell you, I was out all weekend. Late Friday night, all of a sudden I started not feeling all that well. And then basically I never went anywhere Saturday or Sunday because I felt lousy. And I'm still stuffed up here this morning. I don't feel too bad. But, man, I thought I got past all that stuff. And I guess it was good in a certain extent that it occurred on the weekend. But, I think this the weather and everything else still
so
coming after you. But going to try to get through this, try to get I hate when I'm stuffed up and I'm trying to talk. And my thought process gets screwed up in that way. But the one thing I do know is it's time to introduce our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Generally,
I know how that feeling is.
Are you feeling good? Feeling all good?
I'm a little stuffed up, but I think it's getting better. Just the changing of the seasons is always a challenging time for me because, you know, it goes from the winter cold into the spring allergies, and then just, yeah, it's something I gotta get on a top of, you know, drink plenty of water, extra vitamin C, you know, take care of your body. But just the transition from the winter to spring is usually a little rough on my allergies.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, at the end of the show, we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Time to give you the topic for today.
All right.
We're going to use again. It'll be something based on this day in history as well. Because it was on this date in 1898 that the first automobile was sold. So that's
first automobile.
Yep. So we're gonna, our number for the day will involve the sale of the first automobile in some way. So don't know exactly at this point. I do know, but you don't know, and I'm not going to tell you right now what the number involves within that topic. But you can stew on that for the next number of minutes. So again, it would happen on this date in 1898. The first ever automobile was sold, and we're going to use that as part of our number for the day quiz. And that'll be coming up at about, what, 9:56 or so?
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Also, I was going through some of the stuff this morning to get ready for the program. And back when I was younger, when I was in high school, actually, there was a show that was a kind of a dumb show, but it was an entertaining show.
Okay.
It lasted for about 4 or 5 years. It was on this date in 1990 that the final episode of this show aired, and it caught my attention. It kind of, it brought me back many years. The show was Elf. Are you familiar with Elf?
I remember Elf.
Yep, Elf aired on the NBC television network from September 22nd of 1986 to March the 24th of 1990. That means 35 years ago today, the final episode of Elf ended. By the way, I had a quiz question for you here. Elf had a real name. Do you know what Elf's name was?
Ooh, his real name.
You remember? Did you watch the show at all?
I did watch a little bit, but I didn't watch a whole
lot of it. Itself, the name Elf is an acronym for alien life form, ALF. But he actually had a name, a real name, a first name and last name.
I do not know his real name.
His real name was Gordon Shumway. And I have no idea why they gave him a name like that, because that indicates that they have similar names in the planet Melmac, which is where Elf was from, that we do here on Earth. But I was
a classic piece of television. Right,
I know.
There.
I mean, it's not something that you're going to learn a lot. It was just a silly comedy.
It was a silly TV show just for the sake of entertainment.
Yeah, a silly situation comedy. And
a lot of shows were like that back in the, you know, 80s and 90s. You know, it didn't have any teachable moments. It was just a show to make you forget about your troubles and just have a good laugh.
And it had 99 episodes. It needed one more to get to 100, but 99
man.
Episodes. It did have a made-for-TV movie that aired after the show ended, but it did not have the family in it, which basically sucked. because you know, along with Elf, the Tanner family was as big a part of the show as everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also funny that the actors involved, the adult actors especially, Max Wright, who played Willie Tanner, and Anne Shadine, who played his wife Kate, neither one of them were really fans of the work environment because it was not an easy show to do, because using the puppet, It had some weird set designs in order to hide the puppet. Mm. It had a few moments where you'd see Elf walk around where they had somebody in an Elf costume, but for the most part, it was just the puppet. And it led to some long days on the set and some frustrating days on the set. Apparently, Max Wright, at the end of the last episode, just walked away. Didn't even bother saying goodbye. He had had enough after 99 episodes. It was actually very, very happy to see the back of Elf's head. But if you're like me, it's, when you see these little notes that pop across once in a while, it's like, it was 35 years ago. And I remember because I was going to school at DC Everest basically during most of that time. Mm. And the show would air on Monday nights. And often I was involved in intramural volleyball. We had intramural volleyball. And that was also on Monday nights. And often I remember watching Elf and then going off and playing intramural volleyball over at DC Everest. So, again, the things that bring back memories.
Yeah.
So many little things that bring back memories in one's life. And it feels like it was just yesterday, but it was like 35, 36, 37, 38 years ago when Elf was on television. So there you go. Now that will not be part of our history lesson. We gave it a special little amount of time here to wallow in nostalgia for a few minutes.
Oh man.
Again, I always enjoyed it.
Nostalgia is a feeling I grew up with and still carry with me from the 90s, because I grew up with so many fond memories like the Disney sing-along songs, VHS tapes. I used to watch those all the time in the 90s as a kid. I was always dancing and singing along. And I still have all those tapes memorized because I played them over and over again. And because of my eidetic memory, I can't forget them. I still have them in my brain. And sometimes I go on YouTube and they actually have those whole episodes on YouTube and still have the VHS sound effects. It's like every time I just watch a VHS tape on YouTube like that and listen to those sound effects, I'm like, man, I am so glad I grew up in the 90s.
And the thing about these days, nostalgia keeps coming back. Keep waiting for the reboot of Elf and other shows, because they bring back so many shows as a reboot instead of having an original idea these days. Because people love nostalgia. Time is 9:18. Again, overcast skies. Bit of a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. 26 degrees. Hopefully we'll see some sunshine as we get later into the day. And coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in sports. And then we're going to talk about what's been going on in Washington and the lack of courage being shown by so many.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I want to make a quick note here that as we get down the stretch here in the final 8 days of the election cycle, again, the spring election coming up a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 1st, Judge Susan Crawford, one of the candidates for the state Supreme Court seat against Brad Schimel, is heading off on a big blitz. Heading down the stretch, a 10-day statewide tour across Wisconsin to fire up voters and talk about what's at stake in this race. From this past Saturday until next Monday, Judge Crawford will travel more than 2,400 miles and visit 21 counties across Wisconsin. And I wanted to let you know that if you're somebody that would like to see Judge Susan Crawford, she is going to be coming here to the Wausau area. In fact, part of this tour, she'll be in Wausau at North Central Technical College and the Health Science Building coming up on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. So, again, she is crisscrossing the state, and she will be in Wausau at NTC coming up on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. And, of course, we just heard that Brad Schimmel got a significant endorsement. Did you hear who endorsed Brad Schimmel over the weekend? You must have missed that when you were off doing your escape room or whatever you're off
doing. Dare I ask?
Well, the one, the only, Donald Trump has endorsed Brad Schimmel for Wisconsin State Supreme Court, because you know how much Donald Trump cares about the people of Wisconsin, and he wants to let his voice be heard, and assume that Brad Schimmel, who is very, very appreciative of Donald's...
he definitely cares. He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yes, he does. So I guess that means Susan Crawford has to go even harder now in the last week or so to try to overcome the Donald Trump endorsement. I mean, that's...
I really hope her tour goes well.
I think it will.
I know she has a lot of places that she wants to visit, and it's only 8 days until the election. She's got to work pretty hard to, get people to vote.
Exactly right. And by the way, also getting an endorsement as well, Brad Schimmel, from Chris Conley. And basically talks about these stupid commercials and talks that, that somehow Judge Crawford is more lenient when sentencing hardened criminals. But check out, if you need Chris Conley's opinion on who to vote for, he's writing about it. Because if there's somebody that knows a thing or two about spending time behind bars, it is Chris Conley. But I'm not going to go there.
Read it for yourself. He has it on his website.
There you go. But Chris Conley knows a thing or two about dealing with the criminal justice system. So maybe you should listen to him. But let's talk a few moments about sports. Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team, really, really good stuff yesterday. They came from behind in the national championship game, beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 4-3 to win the 2025 NCAA Women's Hockey National Championship. The Badgers trailed early in the second period, 3-1. They still trailed 3-2 in the final seconds of the game. But then the Badgers, they were putting pressure on with under 20 seconds to go in regulation. The Buckeyes were called for a penalty in the crease area, which led to a penalty shot with 19 seconds to go. And Kristen Sims was able to score on the penalty shot to tie it up, force overtime. And then Sims did it again, scoring the overtime goal to give the Badgers their eighth national championship. Just a really exciting game, and the Badgers win it 4-3 over the Ohio State Buckeyes.
To see that final play, just so impressive.
It was. It's really, really cool. Congratulations to the Wisconsin Badgers. But college basketball, the NCAA men's basketball tournament, did not go so well for our two teams. Friday night, the Marquette Golden Eagles lost in their first round game. They fell to New Mexico 75-66. It was a good year, but kind of petered out at the end for Marquette. They had started off so well. They got into the top five in the national rankings back in December. But then once the calendar turned to 2025, things kind of went the wrong direction for Marquette, and they just did not have it late in the season, and they fell 75-66 to New Mexico in the first round. The Badgers, they did get a win in the first round on Thursday, but then on Saturday night fell 91-89 to BYU. in the second round. So, like Marquette, the Badgers had a really good year, but in the end, a disappointing end. Number three seed Wisconsin losing a number six seeded BYU. So the Badgers done as well. So, again, if you're a March Madness fan looking for one of the teams from Wisconsin to make a deep run, unfortunately, that did not
this year,
happen.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely. So now I guess we look forward to baseball.
Yeah, baseball. And,
opening day for the Brewers coming up in 3 days. Brewers will be in New York taking on the Yankees to get things underway during the 2025 season. So hopefully the Brewers can continue their winning ways. They've won the National League Central Division Championship the last couple of years. Some changes for Milwaukee, but you know, they seem to get the most out of what they got. So hopefully they can get off to a good start in the Big Apple against the Yankees starting on Thursday. And of course, first year without Bob Uecker, that's going to be tough, but I'm sure they will honor him very well during the course of this season.
I hope they do.
The time is 9:28. We have an information update coming up, news, weather, and sports. And we're going to talk about the lack of courage being shown by so many when getting pressured by Donald Trump and his mega minions. And Major League Baseball is among those showing a complete lack of spine. And we're going to talk about that coming up next after our information update here on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, tomorrow, we are jam-packed tomorrow. Of course, we'll have Brittany Merlot with us at 8:21 to talk about the weather. But then at 8:34 tomorrow morning, we'll be talking to Dr. Michael Childers. He is a UW-Madison School for Workers professor, and he will screen and lead discussions on a number of labor films coming up on Saturday. Coming up this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., it is U.S. Labor Then and Now. It will be held at the UW-Stevens Point at Wausau Center for Civic Engagement, the Venega Theater. They will screen movies such as The Making of Milwaukee, America's Most Dangerous Woman, The Gilded Age, Fistful of Lightning, The Triangle Fire, Divided We Fall, and Return of the Gilded Age. I should say Return of the Gilded Age.
It's a lot of films.
Yes, it is. And Michael Childers will be leading discussions and screenings of those films. And we're going to talk to him about what we can expect on Saturday at this film festival. Again, U.S. Labor Then and Now, this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. at UW-Stevens Point at Wausau and the Venega Theater.
Look forward to having him on the show.
Yep, that's at 8:34. Then at 9:06 tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library with Robin Vargas. And at 9:34 tomorrow morning, we'll talk to Carol Lukens and Jean Abreu from the Owosso Sustainable Energy and Environmental Committee. So we got that coming up as well tomorrow. So a lot on the plate tomorrow between 8 and 10 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Wanted to discuss, well, actually, I was going to discuss it, but then this morning as well, I saw a wonderful posting. I've mentioned this before. I get this newsletter. It's ostensibly a baseball newsletter, but it has just as much politics and other things in it as well. It's called Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. He is not only a baseball writer, but he's someone who's not afraid to write about anything else as well. And this weekend, and actually in the last week or so, baseball and public policy and government have intertwined. And I wanted to share something he wrote this morning in this newsletter, and I would encourage you to purchase this newsletter. I mean, if you're somebody that wants to get a taste of it, he has a free Thursday. Every Thursday he has a free newsletter, but I get it. I've been getting it for years, and it's well worth it because he makes you think. He makes you smile sometimes, and he also puts a lot of baseball in there as well, so a lot of good stuff. But
what did he say?
He had a title of a segment of his newsletter this morning, said Major League Baseball is run by cowards.
Ooh.
And you could actually exchange Major League Baseball and put in a lot of other names, and I would say that the law firm of Paul Weiss and Company would be right there as well. But let's start with Major League Baseball. Because last week in the newsletter, Calcaterra talked about on the Major League Baseball website, there was a disappearance. It was the disappearance of the Diversity Pipeline Program. Mm. Major League Baseball had what was called a Diversity Pipeline Program to try to give underrepresented groups who may not have the same connections with the super rich people that run Major League Baseball opportunities to get their foot in the door and to just get an opportunity. Again, it's nothing that's guaranteed, but just opportunity to maybe get into contact with folks. And who knows, maybe start a process towards getting work in Major League Baseball. But last week, Calcaterra noticed that the Diversity Pipeline Program had disappeared from Major League Baseball's website. He was asking, he had sent some questions to MLB to wonder what was going on. Well, he got a response.
Okay.
Major League Baseball said, as the commissioner stated, our values on diversity remain unchanged. We are in the process of evaluating our programs for any modifications to eligibility criteria that are needed to ensure our programs are compliant with federal law as they continue forward. And to say the least, Craig Calcaterra was not impressed with that response. Calcaterra wrote this morning, I fully expected an empty non-answer because that's about all the league ever gives about anything remotely contentious. But the fact that they included a bald-faced lie in it about their values on diversity remaining unchanged and a transparently disingenuous claim about the operation of federal law vis-a-vis a private employer's diversity jobs program really puts this one over the top. And Calcaterra says, the fact of the matter is that Major League Baseball has not only changed their values on diversity. Remember, what we are, what we do, not what we believe ourselves to be. And that is a important thing to think, because we are what we do, not what we believe ourselves to be. And a lot of people who follow Donald Trump think they're very open towards diversity, and yet they support a man that right now is just putting his hands around the neck of anything that is diverse or equitable or inclusive in our country. But let me continue, because this is really good stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember, we are what we do, not what we believe ourselves to be. They've admitted that those values were always paper thin, if not wholly illusory. actual values in which people or institutions truly believe do not get tossed aside the minute the political winds change. They are not trashed because one anticipates they may displease the powerful. If you hastily memory hole a successful 9-year program like the diversity pipeline because of a bunch of unapologetic racists think such things discriminate against white people, you never truly believed in the program, and you really are no better than the unapologetic racists.
Well said.
Contrary to that statement, no reasonable person should believe that Major League Baseball has any intention of continuing with the Diversity Pipeline program, let alone restoring it to its website. After all, doing so might bring MLB some bad faith pressure from bad faith actors, and they've already shown they're unwilling to endure even a single tough news cycle in defense of principles they once claimed to possess. Major League Baseball has now shown that despite whatever lip services it has given over the years, it does not at all prioritize diversity hiring. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, and the people responsible for this decision have shown, however, that they are cowards. And that's the thing as well. The number of cowards that are showing up in the early days of the Trump administration has been mind-boggling. Businesses that have got on their hands and knees, given Donald Trump the money, have just become just incredibly spineless. Mm-hmm. Major universities who refuse to fight. Instead, they are kowtowing to Trump's whims, and law firms. And again, this weekend, the law firm Paul Weiss, again, shamefully bent the knee and sacrifice their alleged principles. And yesterday, again, the chairman of Paul Weiss put out a letter last night because he has seen all the pushback, the people that are calling him out for making this deal with Donald Trump last week. When Donald Trump blackmailed this law firm, and that's all it was. Donald Trump is a crime boss who is blackmailing people who disagree with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the chairman of Paul Weiss, Brad Karp, had seen all the pushback against him for making this deal. Well, he wrote another letter to his workers, the lawyers in his firm, and basically offering a rationale and justification for what he did. And again, it was cowardice because he could have fought it. It could have been painful for a little while. Mm-hmm. But these millionaire and billionaire law firms could have fought it. Could have said, Donald Trump, we're not going to fall to your mafiosa tactics here. Instead, they capitulated almost immediately. And basically what this note that Paul Weiss chairperson Brad Karp put out yesterday to those workers that got linked was, we capitulated and everybody else should as well. Because, doggone it, they put us in a tough spot. I mean, just ridiculous, ridiculous that somebody that has the means to be able to fight back, decided immediately not to.
They don't even attempt to.
He basically admitted in this note that a criminal thug president threatened his company, and instead of fighting back, he capitulated. You know, we've seen many movies over the years in this fictional world where somebody threatens you, threatens your family, and what do? They fight back. Mm-hmm. I've not yet seen the movie that some criminal thug like Donald Trump threatens you and then you capitulate. We're going to make a movie about that. No, people go to those movies because they want to see people fight back against bad people.
They need hope.
And in this note, Karp blamed other firms for not supporting him. So he said, we had no choice. We had to make a deal with the criminal thug president. So we see Major League Baseball show no spine. We show Paul Weiss, this major law firm, show no spine. We see right now Columbia University showing no spine. I mean, Linda McMahon, the former leader of the World Wrestling Entertainment, who has been under investigation for crimes in that role, said today or yesterday, I forget what the time frame is, that Columbia is now actually starting to do things where maybe we're going to be able to release that money for them again. This is all crime boss stuff being put forth. But everybody is showing no spine and falling in front of Donald Trump. We need somebody out there. We see the Senate Minority Leader not showing any spine. And this weekend, again, going on Meet the Press and other TV programs, Chuck Schumer again saying, he's saying, well, we haven't got to that point yet where we truly have to fight back. He says, if Donald Trump defies the Supreme Court, I guess defying all these other courts is not enough for Chuck Schumer. Then, if he defies the Supreme Court, our entire democracy is at risk. Then the public should rise up. Then Democrats will fight it in every way possible.
Well, Guy talked about this last week. The line has already been crossed.
Yes.
Trump has erased the line. He's put it somewhere else and basically trying to extend it as far as possible. People, the line has been crossed. The thing is, what are we going to do about it?
Chuck Schumer has to go. We saw over the weekend incredible crowds for these events featuring Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders.
She needs to be leading the Democratic Party right
the
now.
The people are ready to fight back if our leaders will show a little spine as well.
Seriously.
Chuck Schumer needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back, 949 here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 9:52 here on Monday morning, March the 24th of 2025. Day number 83 of this year. There are 282 days remaining in this year of 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S. We will have more on this event coming up in just a few moments. On this date in 1944, in an event later dramatized in the movie The Great Escape, 76 prisoners began breaking out of Stalag Luft III. On this date in 1989, in Alaska's Prince William Sound, the Exxon Valdez spilled 240,000 barrels of petroleum after running aground. On this date in 2002, at the Academy Awards, Halle Berry became the first black actress to win an Oscar in a leading role for her work in Monsters Ball. Denzel Washington became the second black actor after Sidney Poitier to win in the Best Actor category for Training Day. On this date in 2020, Japan announced the postponement of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games until summer of 2021 because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger is 74. Actor Robert Carradine is 71. Wrestler The Undertaker is 60 years old today. Actor Lara Flynn Boyle of The Practice and Twin Peaks is 55. Actor Jim Parsons played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, 52 years old today. Actor Allison Hannigan of How I Met Your Mother and Buffy the Vampire Slayer is 51. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning is 49 years old today. Actor Jessica Chastain is 48. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. International Day for Achievers. It is Cheesesteak Day. It is Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. It is Cocktail Day. And it is World Tuberculosis Day. And one thing that's been very disturbing lately is the return of some diseases because some folks refuse to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we hear things like tuberculosis and measles and other things that can cause very, very, very strong effects, including death. Get out there and make sure you are fully vaccinated. All right. It is time for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. Give Ian three choices when it comes to the number for the day. One is correct. Two are incorrect. And if he gets 2 out of 5 right, 40%, that is a passing grade because 1 out of 3 is 33%. Based on the math, you should get 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. So 2 out of 5, 40% would be a passing grade. 3 out of 5, 60% would be a winning week because you get more right than wrong. 4 out of 5, 80% is his best ever week. Mm-hmm. And 5 out of 5, 100% is still out there hoping to be accomplished someday here in the near future. All right. Our number for the day involves the sale of the first automobile.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, on this date, March the 24th of 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison. It was the first car built and sold in the U.S.
Okay.
The number for the day is, how much was that car sold for? The amount of money.
Okay.
How much was that car sold for?
Right.
Is the correct answer $500? Is the correct answer $1,000? Is the correct answer $1,500?
How much was the first car sold for? This was 1898, so it was a while ago. But 500 dollars, $1,000, or $1,500? Okay. All right. I want to go with my gut here. So I'm going to say $1,500. I went with C, start off the week. $1,500 is my final answer. That's how much I think the first car was sold for.
All right. On this date in 1898, Alexander Winton sold his first automobile built in Cleveland to mining engineer Robert Allison for $1,000.
Ooh, I was $500 off.
Yep, so $1,000 on this date in 1898. So, we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll
try Back then, that was a lot of money.
It was.
Compared to now, it's not really that big a deal, unfortunately, which is kind of sad.
All right, well, we'll try again tomorrow. Again,
I'll keep going. I'm going to get there.
Again tomorrow, we'll be joined by Dr. Michael Childers, talking about U.S. Labor Then and Now Film Festival coming up on Saturday at UWSP at Wausau. We'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, and we'll also talk about sustainability and more, as once again, we will have a visit with Carol Lukens and Gene Abreu from the Sustainability Energy Environmental Committee of Wausau. We'll see you tomorrow here on WXCO.
Happy Monday, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.